This is the Seabed Daily Text. Get ready for the great reversal. Luke 19:28-44. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Listen to him. "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.' Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." That's Psalm 122:1-2. So many divine coincidences swirl in the air now. Jesus turns everything around. As the gospel began, the Son of God rode on the back of a donkey in the womb of his mother. Today he rides into Jerusalem on the back of a colt. In the beginning, the wise kings from foreign lands came to see the child-born King of the Jews. Today he rides into Jerusalem, hailed by the people, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." In the beginning, the heavenly host of angelic beings shouted, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." Today, the crowds of disciples declare, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Jesus turns everything around. In the beginning, he claimed the prophecy of Isaiah, good news to the poor, freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, freedom for the oppressed. Today he enters the city of kings as the King of Kings, having fulfilled all of the prophecy, and then some. In the beginning, Simeon prophesied about him, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Today we stand on the eve of its fulfillment. We have arrived at our destination, the journey now complete. We will now behold him undertake that for which he came. The echoes of Isaiah via John still resound in the sky, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Get ready for the great reversal. Jesus turns everything around. The prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a son, a daughter. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a saint. The question. Time to ask again. Are you still praying these prayers, or are they beginning to pray you? Reflect on how they are impacting you. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.